see, the Dow up 83 points. S&P added 4. NASDAQ composite 18 points. So how high will it go? I don't know, but I'm getting a little nervous. I may have to sell off today.
Hey, you know what? We'll take the penalty and get out of Dodge.
Boom to bust, bust to boom. But here's the ultimate, I think, the ultimate sort of illustration of capitalism. Buy low, sell high. And if you're one of the persons who was got yourself in line to buy the new Tesla Model 3, now you can sell your reservation for, 100%? No. 200%? No. 300% profit. Let's start there with Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com and Fox Business. Wow, that's the ultimate definition of buy low, sell high. Yay, capitalism.
Well, and you're seeing it. Good morning, John and Ray. I mean, you're seeing it all over the place now. Those Teslas, John, as you said, they're white hot. And people who had signed up for reservations to buy one, many of them, as you said, are now listing them on Craigslist. Some of they were $1,000 reservations. As you said, people are asking $4,000 for those same reservations to buy the Tesla. But it almost seems, John, like they have it now. As you said, I mean, the stock market has been up for 5 straight weeks. It's been up for 9 consecutive years. And as you said, new record highs once again yesterday. What's been almost eerie is that even as the market's gone up, it's remained so quiet. We haven't had a 3% drop in the market, John, in over a year. And that's the second longest period in history. If we go just a few more days, it'll be the longest period in history without a 3% drop in stocks. So, you know, whether it's the president, I happen to think it's companies like Netflix, which is doing quite well these days, adding subscribers. But whatever it is, this market continues to trend higher, and the trend has been your friend.
Jonathan, John and I were just talking before you jumped on the air with us about how our kids have never known the Thanksgiving Day holiday to be anything other than a shopping day on a Friday. You know, get up early, go out, shop, have some fun, bedlam, whatever. You know, when we were kids, it was almost a sacred day to spend time with your family, the people that came in from out of town. But a lot of stores are reversing the trend. But Macy's is going to open, but open late.
Open late?
Oh, I'm sorry, open late on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, Ray, as you said, I mean, Thanksgiving used to be about hanging out with your family. Maybe this is the American thing. We'd rather go shop than talk with our families. I mean, because, right, Ray, it used to be Black Friday. Everyone would get set up on Thanksgiving, stuff themselves a little bit, and go head out early Friday morning. But as you said, now the stores are opening Thanksgiving evening. Macy's is going to kind of kick off the season. They're going to start at 5, but other stores like Sears, Toys R Us, Walmart, they're all expected to open at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving evening. So if, you know, you've run out of topics with your family, you know, already onto that second or third glass of wine, just load up the pickup truck and go over to shopping. That way you can have fun and you don't have to talk to your family at the same time.
Go over to Costco and buy a couple more boxes of wine.
Will Sears even be open by that time, Jonathan?
Yeah. I mean, the one kind of dark spot this entire year, we've talked about it, has been retail stores. And, you know, yesterday we heard that Nordstrom, in fact, which had been planned on taking private, won't be taken private. That stock's down almost 20% year to date. And Sears crashed yet another 12%. I mean, you know, they say, guys, you know, hold long, great companies for the long term. I mean, Sears is the lowest price it's been now in its history, down another 12% yesterday. Some of the board members are leaving. It just goes to show you have to go where the action is. Netflix, all-time high yesterday. Sears, the old guard, all-time low.
I noticed, too, that newspaper business is really tough. Sun-Times, of course, they sold off their property along the river for the Trump Tower years ago, moved into what I call the Holiday Inn building. But now they're moving, so we're going to lose the Chicago Sun-Times sign again.
Yeah, I mean, the skyline is changing. Who would have thought, John, 5 years ago that Trump's name would be on a building in downtown Chicago and the Sun-Times, one of the stalwarts of Chicago journalism, was not. But, you know, the river is changing. It's the hot place to be now, very residential downtown Chicago. Business and tourism is booming. So the Sun-Times is moving out of the city. I have to mention, though, in terms of new jobs in the city, maybe they won't be in journalism, but they might be with Amazon. Amazon's going to hire 10,000 workers here in Illinois for the season. So, you know, once again, it's technology that's creating the jobs, that's pushing the country forward. That's where the action is, and that's where the money's been made in stock.
Any more news, insider news, scoop, if you will, about Amazon and our likelihood of maybe getting their second headquarters?
Everyone is vying for it. In fact, one small town in Texas, I believe, is willing to rename itself if Amazon makes that expected $5 billion investment. And John, it's really up in the air. They're keeping very tight lips in Seattle about where that next move would be. But, you know, from what I'm reading in the papers and talking to a few sources, Chicago is very high in the running, either at the Michael Reese site, at the old post office. This is the best city in the world. Amazon should be here. And we're, as I said, high in the running at this point.
Thank you, Jonathan. Much appreciated, sir. Have a great day. We'll follow you on Twitter. Watch for you on Fox Business. And we'll have you back next week.
All right. I'll be listening. Thank you.
Take care. See you. That's Jonathan Oney. Go to capitalistpig.com.
I know logistics might be a problem, but, I mean, wouldn't it be fitting to put Amazon in the Amazon?
Well, that's a bit out of the way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Logistics would be a problem, but, I mean, you know, for a bid, it would be fun.
Well, they're burning down most of the Amazon, right? So it doesn't much matter. We need them closer. I that old post office is not a starter for me, but there's plenty of room here in Chicago for their headquarters.
I was in Moni the other day, far south suburbs, and they have an Amazon. I guess it's a fulfillment plant down there, from fulfillment building. It is. I don't know how you move in that place unless they give everybody Segways or a golf cart to run around in. The place is huge.
I already sent my son an email about Jonathan's news regarding the 10,000 seasonal jobs.
Heck yeah, get some money in that gap year.